You have to be downtown at 11. It's fine. No. We're going to fix this.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. Bob, I can't go to jail.
Okay, we'll just work through this together.
Oh,
now, listen,
God.
It's very important that you understand this. OJ.
I can't go to jail, Bob.
That is the premiere of The People versus OJ Simpson last week, the new American crime story. I know Bueller absolutely loves this show. It is a great show, but OJ, Cuba Gooding Jr. is not the best OJ Simpson.
It's like a little mini OJ.
A little mini OJ Simpson.
I don't know. I still don't think he's that bad. I don't know who you would rather have play him.
Kevin Hart.
Okay. You're right. There we go. That's much, much better.
All right. We have on the phone right now the former manager of O.J. Simpson. His name is Norm Pardo. He was with O.J. For about 9 years. Started picking him up 5 years after the trial happened. Good morning, Norm. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Good morning, Norm. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. When I was watching American Crime Story last week, People versus O.J., all I kept thinking was Cuba Gooding Jr. makes a terrible O.J. Simpson. What did you think of his performance?
It was not good. And he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong. I'm not upset with him in general. He was just poorly casted. I think if I had my choice, I would have much rather Bill Cosby played O.J. I mean, it was that bad, and I hate to say that. It was horrible. But he didn't mean harm. It's just he's not, you know, he's too small. I mean, just sitting in the chair with all the other guys around him being big and tall, and he was so small. You know, O.J., that's not O.J. I mean, I'm looking at him going, wow, and he's wailing his arms around like a little kid sitting in a chair with some big boys around him.
Norm, you became O.J.'s manager in 1999, 4 years after the verdict. Was it hard to be his manager or become his manager, especially with his persona and what he was accused of a couple of years prior?
It was a dollar.
He just tried to make that money.
Right, I know. He's like, why not? Just go for it.
Not that way. It was a dollar bet by my attorney that I couldn't promote him.
Really?
Are you serious?
It was a gentleman's bet. They did a gentleman's bet. We were in this one. I bought an airplane company at the time. And I told him I could promote anybody, and we did a gentleman's bet. And I said, he said he had somebody that he didn't think I could.
Are you kidding me?
You took on O.J. Simpson because of a bet.
Yeah, basically that was it. He threw that at me. He said, what about O.J. Simpson? He said, I'll bet you a dollar you can't do him. I was like, bring him on. So that was it. And we met, and O.J. wanted to know what I wanted, and I said, I didn't really want anything. I'm just going to put you back out there.
He just said, I want my dollar for winning this bet.
Yeah, I'm going to get my dollar at the end. That's basically it. But I never took a dollar off of O.J. Simpson and all the gigs we did or anything. It wasn't about the money.
Did you feel like it was morally wrong at all, though, to represent this man and to promote him even?
No, not really, because my investigators did a lot of work before I ever got involved with that. And there were so many different sides to that story. And they're still working, actually. That's what my movie, People versus O.J., was going to be about.
Well, what's your side of the story, Norm? Obviously, he was not guilty, but a lot of people think he did it. What do you think he did?
I think he knows what happened. I'll go that far. He knows who did it. The person who did it, in my opinion, was Glenn Rogers. He did it because of O.J. Simpson and Robert Kardashian.
So you're saying O.J. Simpson did not commit the murder?
He didn't commit the murder, but because of the drug situation, he was involved in a way. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm not saying, you know, because of the whole situation, because we know. O.J. confronted me a couple of times on what happened that night and who was involved and why. And other people's confronted, and they backed up a lot of the stories, and the investigator ran with it, and he would check it out and say, yes, this guy. I've got a letter from Glenn Rogers basically confirming the conversation. So everything seems to fall in place.
Wow, that's incredible.
I don't have any problems with O.J. Simpson in general. I think he feels really guilty about what happens to her, and it's still upsetting him.
I'm sure.
We have Norm Pardo, O.J. Simpson's former manager, with us on Radio 900.9. Norm, I read that you had said this one time, and I'm curious if you still believe this, that you think O.J. is Khloe Kardashian's father. Do you still believe that?
I'm not going to say that because I wouldn't want to start a rumor. But
we like starting rumors, though.
If I was any of the Kardashian girls, I think I would have myself tested my DNA.
You don't think that they've tested that and maybe they just haven't released the information?
I'm sure that there could be all of them could be OJ's kids.
Was there a fling between OJ and Kris Jenner at the time?
You got to understand, back when she was with Robert Kardashian, she wanted OJ Simpson.
Really?
That was the bottom line. She wanted that. She wanted what Nicole Brown Simpson had. She wanted it real bad.
Did she have it? Did she get what she wanted real bad, Norm?
Well, she got Bruce Jenner, and it was that sort of. I don't know what she is now, but it's a lot different than what O.J. became. But, I mean, you got different directions. O.J.'s in prison, and he's a girl. So I guess she lost all the way around.
Wow. So did O.J. ever tell you that she actually tried to make a move on him?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of things like that they did. He said they took ecstasy, and there was a lot of wild parties back then.
Wow.
Has Kris Jenner had sex with O.J. Simpson?
Well, I wasn't there, and I'm not going to. I mean, you're trying to put me under him like a threesome. I'm not going in there.
I'm just saying, if you have a video, I'll give you my phone number, and you can send it.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of videos, but we won't go into that.
Well, you know, those Kardashians are good at that, you know, the video thing.
Now, I don't think that's going to make the cut in the People versus O.J. Simpson.
No, I don't. Well, who knows?
Anything's possible.
I mean, you got Cootie Gooding Jr. playing O.J. They went that far.
Right.
Last thing, Norm, last thing for me. I don't know what sort of privileges O.J. has in jail, but do you think he's watching this?
No.
Not at all? You don't think he'd watch it at all?
He'll watch it, but it'll be, people will bring their phones in there, I'm sure, the guards, and they're going to let him watch it. And he's got a television in this thing, so I'm sure he's seeing on TV what's playing on the other channels, the infomercials, etc.
I'm just disappointed OJ's in jail right now, because if what you insinuate is true, that OJ's Chloe's dad, they could have a show on E! Called Keeping Up with the Little OJ's.
Well, that's the problem. I think that O.J. feels sorry for all of his kids out there. He ended up in prison. You know, I'm sure he wants to put a shout-out to Kim Kardashian and some of the other ones.
Well, you can do the shout-out for him, Norm. Here's your shout-out, Kim Kardashian. Norm, we appreciate your time and your openness talking about O.J. We appreciate the time, and enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you. It was nice having being on your show. You guys enjoy.